can't do life without you. Father, I need you always.
Who has that testimony in the room? Sing it with us, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Father.
Father, I trust you.
You got it. Father.
Father, I trust you.
Somebody say always.
Always.
And sing, Father, I need you.
Father, I need you.
Can't do life.
Can't do life without you.
You got it. Father.
Father, I need you.
Somebody say always. Hallelujah. The next part is just going to ask him to heal us. Say, Father, please heal me.
Father, please heal me.
Anybody need healing? Father.
Father, please heal me.
Come on, somebody in the hospital room, make this your prayer.
Father, please heal me.
Always.
Always.
Come on, sing, Father.
Father, please heal me.
And bring me the victory.
Hey, the
sing, Father.
Father, hey, heal me.
Always. Hey. Forever and ever, ever. Always, Father, provide for me. Does anybody need provision, Father?
Father,
come on, if you're standing in need, ask him.
Father,
when do you want him to do it? Sing, Father, yeah. Come on, ask him, supply every one of my needs. Hey, come on, sing, Father, yeah. Always, forever and ever, always. Oh, yes, forever and ever. Here we go. Give this. Say, Father, provide for me. Here we go.
Father, provide for me.
Come on, ask him for the provision you need.
Father,
hey,
sing,
Father,
Father,
yeah. When you want him to do it, always. Come on, lift that up real strong. Father,
Father,
hey. And supply every one of my needs. Hallelujah, Father. Where are my worshipers right here? Say, always. For my children's children and children's children, always. Hey. From generation to generation, you'll provide for me, always. Come on, if you want God to do it for you, always lift up your worship right here. Hey, always. Now this is the last part of the song, and I want you to sing it with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Be with me. You'll be with me always.
Hallelujah.
Be with me. With me always.
Somebody lift it up. Say, be with me.
Be with me.
You'll be with me always.
Be with me always.
You said, Lord, I'm with you always.
Be
hallelujah.
With
even
me.
Unto the ends of the earth. Somebody lift that up in the room. Yeah. God, I want you to be with me.
Be with
hallelujah.
Me.
You'll be with me always. I feel the glory right there. You said you'll never leave us and you won't forsake us. Yeah. Somebody lift that up. God, I want you to be with me. You'll be. Hallelujah. When your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. Now open your mouth and ask him to be with you. Come on, lift up your worship. Come on, lift up your worship.
Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Always. And Father, I need you. Can't do life without you.
Father, I need you always.
Who has that testimony in the room? Sing it with us, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Father.
Father, I trust you.
You got it, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Somebody say, always.
Always.
And sing, Father, I need you.
Father, I need you.
Can't do life.
Can't do life without you.
You got it, Father.
Father, I need you.
Somebody say, always.
Always.
Hallelujah. The next part is just going to ask him to heal us. Say, Father, please heal me.
Father, please heal me.
Anybody need healing? Father.
Father, please heal me.
Come on, somebody in the hospital room, make this your prayer.
Father, please heal me.
Always.
Always.
Come on, sing, Father.
Father, please heal me.
And bring me the victory.
Bring
hey.
Me the
sing, Father.
Father hey. Heal me.
Always.
Always.
Hey. Forever and ever. And ever, always. Father, provide for me. Does anybody need provision? Father.
Father,
come on, if you're sad and need action.
Father,
when do you want him to do it? Sing, Father, yeah. Come on, ask him, supply every one of my needs. Hey. Come on, sing, Father, yeah. Always. Forever and ever, always. Oh, yes, forever and ever. Here we go. Give this. Say, Father, provide for me. Here we go. Come on, ask him for the provision you need.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Sing, Father, yeah. When you want him to do it, always. Come on, lift that up real strong. Father, hey. And supply
yes, mighty God. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All my worshipers right here, say always.
Yes, Lord, always, Father, always.
Children's children and children's children, always. From generation to generation.
Hallelujah, worship him this evening. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Come on, if you want
he's always,
to
always, always right there for us. Always.
Always. Now this is the last part of the song, and I want you to sing it with us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Be with me.
Yes, Lord, be with us. Be with us, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody lift that up. Say, be with me.
Be with me.
Be with me always.
Be with me always.
You said, Lord, I am with you always. Hallelujah. Even up to the ends of the earth. Somebody lift that up with the Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
God, I want you to be with me.
Yes, Lord.
You will be with me always. I feel the glory right there. You said you'll never leave us. And you won't forsake
us. Yes, Lord. Never leave us. Be with us, God, especially this evening, God.
God, I want you to be with me. You'll be. Hallelujah. When your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will take you over. Say, now open your mouth and ask him to be with you. Come on, lift up your worship. Come on, lift up your worship.
Yes, Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Lord God, as King of kings and Lord of lords. No one else, Lord God, but you, Father. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. What a God we serve.
Come on, even in the darkest moment of your life, I need you to ask God to be with you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. One more time, say, be with me.
Be with me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody lift up your worship.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, I trust you.
Yes, Lord, we trust
Father,
you, God.
I trust you.
Yes, Lord, we trust you.
Father, I trust you.
Always.
This is what I told him at 5 o'clock in the morning. And Father, I need you. Can't do life without you. Father, I need you. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Can we sing that corporately without any music? Every voice say, Father, I trust you. Father,
I trust you.
Oh, yes.
Come on, worship with me this evening. Father, we trust you. We trust
Father,
no other God but you. We do not trust any chariots or horses, but you, God, and you, God, alone we trust, Father. No one
can't do life.
You will not fail us, God. Everyone else will fail us but you, Jesus. And this is why we trust you.
We need you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Can you lift up your worship in this moment?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. A wonderful, wonderful good evening to all of my viewers, family, friends, those streaming on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, and those listening on my podcast next week will begin. I welcome everyone this evening. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we say welcome to Speak the Word. So great to have you on. I'm Reverend Crescent Hessen. I'm so happy and so excited to be with you after being off the air for about 4 weeks. The Lord said that if you decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee. And Psalm 12 verse 7 said, the Lord gave a promise saying, I will preserve my word forever. Meaning that the word of God shall be taught and no one can prevent it from reaching the nation. Glory to God. I know that many of you reached out to find out when the program would be back. And it took a little time, but here I am. To God be the glory. Speak the Word is now on 4 platforms. It's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and my podcast. To all podcast supporters, you can go to your app store and download the podcast app on your phone starting next week. Therefore, if you're in your car, you can listen to the program, and you also have the ability to listen to Speak the Word on that platform again and again, just like you would on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. I will give you more information on that before we air next week. So, as you know, Speak the Word is a program where we are able to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ in season and out of season, and to reach the unsaved world and encourage believers to stay the course and not waver in their faith walk, but to be strong in the love of the Lord. We welcome the presence of God this evening. He is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in time of needs. This evening I have a guest speaker for with me in the studio, and she is Pastor Suzette Murray, my friend of 5 years. She's also known as Prophetess Murray. She's the lead pastor of Time Ministries International right here in Sunrise, Florida. Pastor Suzette is originally from New York and attended NYU. Understanding the calling that God has placed on her life has led her to pursue her doctorate in pastoral education at South Florida Bible College and Theological Seminary. She has been graced by God with the prophetic mantle and the gift of praying. She is tremendously dedicated and well-disciplined to the Holy Spirit with the ability to hear from the throne of God. Pastor Susan has a passion for God and the salvation for the lost soul. She's married to Pastor Russell Murray. So this evening I want to welcome her. I bring her on shortly. We just want to welcome New Season family in the house. Thanks for joining. We welcome everyone. We want to welcome Time Ministry International family who is in the house. We welcome you all. Blaze Deliverance Ministry in New Jersey is in the house. So we thank you all for being with me this evening. God is so good. Amen. I'm going to ask you to share the program. This is a new platform that Speak the Word is on. Well, not a new platform, but it's on my profile, really. So I'm going to ask you to share and to subscribe. Those of you who are on Facebook, I'm going to ask you to share the program. And if you're on YouTube, I'm going to ask you to click on the subscribe button and the thumbs up button. And also there's a notification bell. I'd like you to click on the notification bell so you can get notification when I'm on again. I just want you to know how the like button works, so that when you go on, we give you a few seconds so you can like the program. The like button works. It helps to spread the message around the internet, so the live stream algorithm responds to like. So when you like it, it actually indicates to the live stream platform that people are enjoying this and therefore spread it to more people. And that's the way to support the program. Amen. Make sure to subscribe. Hit the notification bell if you're on YouTube. Amen. And the bell will notify you when I'm on again. I'm going to ask you to do me another favor. If you're on WhatsApp and there's a WhatsApp link, I'm going to ask you to share it to your contact list. Amen. To your people in your contact. So whatever platform you're on, I'm going to ask you to like and share. Amen. And comment as much as you can. YouTube and Facebook like when you comment. Okay, they like when you like and share. That's how they operate. Now, Speak the Word will still do what the Lord has called me to do on this program. I will still be teaching on various topics as I always do. However, I will be adding a different touch to the program where I will interact with you, the audience or the viewers, somewhat on some of the programs each week. Now, the difference that we're going to be doing is that I'm going to ask you to, in the comment section, to note a scripture that you need for us to exegete, okay? Where the scripture is taken from, and give us the question that you need us to answer, and we will answer that question for you the following week. So if you put in the comment box the question that you want us to exegete, you can do that this week, and we will answer. We will exegete that. We'll take one of the questions and exegete it the following week. So you might have to come on all the time until you hear your question being answered. There's also an email address. It's speaktheword1983@gmail.com. So you can email me on that on my Gmail. It's speaktheword1983@gmail.com. Or you can also make your comment or ask a question in the comment box, and I will pick that up, and then we'll be able to answer that question for you next week. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, mighty God. We do nothing without you, Father. Lord God Almighty, we come into your presence this evening, Father God. We ask you to saturate the studio with your presence, and also to saturate the homes of the viewers and the workplace of the viewers or in their cars, wherever they are, Father. Lord God Almighty, we ask you to touch their lives in a mighty way, Father. Lord God, we thank you for your people, mighty God. Lord God Almighty, we thank you, Lord God, for the support that they have given. Lord God Almighty, we pray, mighty God, that you will bless them tremendously. Father God Almighty, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to do what you do well, Father, would speak the word, Father God Almighty. And Lord, I say any tongue that rise up against speak the word shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God shall go forth. The word of God shall be preached to the uttermost part of the earth. And so, Father God, we just thank you for this evening, mighty God, as we continue to spread the gospel to the world, mighty God. That is what you have commanded us to do, to spread the gospel to the unsaved world, and that we shall do with speak the word. And so, Father God, we just thank you this evening, mighty God, for being among us, mighty God, and for doing what you do so well. No one else can do what you do. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for speak the word, Father. And I will continue, Lord God, to do what you've called me to do. And this evening, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God Almighty, to increase while I decrease in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to invite my guest speaker, Prophetess Suzette Murray, to join me in the studio here. And I'm so glad to have her. I'm really, really so glad to have her this evening. Pastor Suzette, thanks for joining me once again.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for being in the studio. Prophet Jeremiah said he watches over his word to perform it.
Yes.
Meaning that his word shall be fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
His word shall be fulfilled. And so I'm going to go into a little bit more worship, and I'm asking the viewers to worship with me this evening. God is good and he's a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Seek justice, that's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan, that's the assignment of the season. That is the call, and it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression.
Hallelujah.
He wants us
lift
to
up worship wherever you are this evening.
What we know is right, we will obey. Listen, we're all tired.
Hallelujah.
Hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together.
The song says, seek justice. That's the assignment of the season.
And we raise our voices. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd.
Yes, Lord.
So
hallelujah.
We shout it aloud. It's time for a change.
Time for a change, hallelujah.
We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we lift the master higher till we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying.
Yes, Lord, we're tired of hoping and praying, Father God. Hallelujah.
Love the people to change, so we stay.
Yes, Lord.
We want justice, and we raise. Even if it's just us.
Yes, see, Lord, hallelujah.
Say that again. Even if it's just us, there's still enough for us. We're gonna change the world.
Yes, hallelujah.
We're gonna change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do.
Welcome, Jesus.
Can't be
that's what God called us to do, to stand all together for changes in this world. Hallelujah.
Welcome, even if it's just us, still enough. Even if it's just that's still everybody say
yes, we're
I
gonna
need to
change
hear you
the world. Hallelujah.
We're gonna change the world. We shall overcome.
Yes, hallelujah.
We shall overcome. Overcome someday, we shall overcome someday. I need everybody to raise and say,
yes, hallelujah.
Overcome.
Yes, we shall overcome one day.
Overcome someday, we
shall overcome.
Y'all sing it, say, someday. We shall
overcome.
Raise it up, ATL, say,
we shall overcome.
Overcome someday.
We shall overcome.
Someday.
We shall overcome someday, hallelujah, with the help of our Jesus Christ Almighty, hallelujah, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hallelujah.
Overcome someday, we shall overcome. Hold on, I heard you, prophet. Today.
Hallelujah. We shall overcome someday. Hallelujah. Just want to welcome Sister Millicent. Welcome Sister Lois, Sister Salma, Sister Marcia Dougal, Sister Juliet. Welcome. Nadine. Welcome. Welcome, my dear. Welcome. Jennifer. Thanks for joining me. Sister Danica. Paula, thanks for joining me. Chantal, thanks. Sister Mina, thanks. Heather, Dorothy, Sister Dorothy, thanks for joining me. Great to have you all. It's a pleasure seeing all of you. And, you know, Speak the Word is back, and I'm so happy because it took a little while to get it going, but we're here. If you're just joining us,
Great to have you with us this evening. Please go ahead and remember to share the program with someone, friends, family, neighbors, co-workers. Have them come on. We have a great word for you by Prophetess Suzette this evening. You're going to be enjoying that teaching that she has for us. So we serve an awesome God. Amen. A God who never forsake us, never leave us. He's always with us. Now, there is a question that a viewer sent in last week, and Pastor Suzette and myself is going to exegete that scripture for you before we go into the Word of God. And so this is what I was saying earlier on, that if you have a scripture that you don't quite understand, we're going to ask you to email me at speaktheword1983@gmail.com, or you can place it in the comment box and we will exegete that scripture for you next week on the program that we have. Remember next week that we have another guest speaker. We have Bishop John Diamond, and he's all the way from North Carolina, and he's going to be on next week. Now, the scripture that somebody emailed to me that wanted us to interpret for them was, let me read it, it's from Zechariah 2, verse 1 to 5. Zechariah 2, verse 1 to 5, prophetess. Mm-hmm. It's the man with the measuring line, the man with the measuring line. The scripture said that I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither thou goest? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Glory to God. So that's a scripture that somebody sent in for us to interpret for them. So, Pastor Suzette, we're going to interpret that scripture for that person who sent it in. And let me begin by saying the man with the measuring line is Jesus Christ. The man with the measuring line is Jesus Christ. And basically, he said that there will be no wall. The scripture said that there will be no wall in the future. And really and truly, there's no wall in Jerusalem now. There's only one wall, and that's the Wailing Wall. And it's a prophecy from Zechariah, really, really telling us that no more walls will be in Jerusalem, because the multitude, the people, it has to do with the expansion of the Church of Jesus Christ. And because the Church of Jesus Christ is going to be expanded so much, we won't need a wall. There won't be any more wall, because there will be a multitude of people, animals, people, and also there will be no walls for protection, because Jesus Christ will be the protection, the protector. Amen. And Pastor Suzette, let me hear what you have to say now.
This thank you for having me. First of all, let me say thank you. First of all, let me also greet all of our visitors, all of our guests. Welcome to Speak the Word. It's going to be a phenomenal season. We are excited about what God is doing in Reverend Crescent's life, and I'm honored to be here. I bring you greetings from Time Ministries International. I bring you greetings from Pastor Russell Murray, my husband. We are excited to be here. I don't take it lightly to sit on this platform for what God is doing. His word says forward still is Jehovah's will. Amen. So I'm excited to be in such a forward moving episode. I am glad to be one of the first speakers. So I give God glory for that. Amen. Tonight. So let me dive into this. I really love this scripture. Hey, Korabahaya, feel the Holy Spirit in here. I really love this because this scripture should really give every person hope. It should give people hope that even though, you know, we see in previous scriptures there the people were in captivity and people are being released now and freedom is here, and we see that the Lord himself, Jesus, is that angel that come and he says, listen, I am the one that's measuring. What is he measuring? He's measuring our heart. What are you able to bring to the church? What are you able to do? And when God starts to measure, he's saying to the angels, listen, I'm not going to leave you by yourself, but this is your season to prosper. This is a prophecy that we have to take dear to our heart. He answers it and he says, you don't need a wall anymore.
Amen.
He says here in verse 3, while the angels who were speaking to me was leaving, another angel came to meet him and said to him, run, tell that young man. I don't know who that young man that needs to hear this, but listen to what he says. Jerusalem will be a city without a wall because of the great number of people and the animals. When you see people, you see economy. You see animals, you see prosperity. So this is to tell you that God is going to enlarge in your border. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. God is saying, using this as a type and shadow to show you what Jesus is saying. This is Jesus himself speaking. So somebody should get excited about that. You're out of poverty. You're out of lack. And God himself is ready to show up on the scene. And when he shows up on the scene, he's giving you angelic host to help you. He's saying, run and tell the young men that you don't have to be in despair anymore. This is an enlargement of the church. I'm bringing back people after COVID. I'm bringing people back into the church. I'm bringing back people into a place where they once can understand that first, I'm going to flourish you. First, I'm going to give you financial blessing. First, I'm going to show you me.
Amen.
Amen. So somebody should take that scripture and just run with it. Yes. It's such a blessing. We thank you for the visitor that sent that in. Come on, send your questions in. We are excited. We're excited.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So remember now, it's speak the word 1983@gmail.com and send your questions in. And also, if you have a topic, a burning topic that you want us to teach on, send that topic in also, and we certainly will do a teaching on that topic. So we're going to go into the word now. I'm going to ask Pastor Suzette, are you ready?
I am so excited. I'm so ready to bring the word tonight. And I'm so honored once again to my dear friend for having me.
Yes.
I am not the ordinary type of preacher, teacher. I know Reverend, she teaches. I am naturally a prophet from my mother's womb. I am what Jeremiah said before the foundation of this earth.
Yes.
I am actually older than what I look because I travel in the spirit of God. And we know that the spirit was here before the flesh.
Yes.
So some of us want to hide our age. I am actually older because I am a spirit being. I'm already going into the prophetic. So we thank God for that. We give him glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So tonight, I just want to, the Lord has been dealing with me with, we are seeing, but we're not really understanding. We're looking, but we're not seeing.
Amen.
So with that being said, I want you just get your Bibles with me. And I'm going to go to Mark 10, verse 46. And I'm going to read it all the way down until the Lord tell me to stop. And then we're going to just go into some of the word. And I won't take a lot of your time. But I think this is going to bless somebody tonight. I want to pull out some principles that will help you shape your mind, shape your thoughts. And not only that, I want you to be able to see in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. This is the story of blind Bartimaeus receiving his sight.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. That alone should have somebody excited. Mm-hmm. You're about to see in the realm of the spirit tonight. Praise God. And the word says here in Mark 10, 46, then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving a city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, yes, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "My God, the son of David, have mercy on me."
Yes.
Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." My God, I'm preaching already.
Yes.
Jesus, glory to God. Would you imagine Jesus stopped the whole procession and said, "Call him." That call means bring him. Jesus is stopping by today and he's calling somebody. My God. And this is what he says here. So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up." Who am I telling to cheer up today? There's something different that's going to happen. You're going to cheer up. "On your feet." Listen to this. He's calling you. Throwing away his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Father, your word is already anointed. Your word is already blessed. So, Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. So today, I just want to teach on the topic. We're looking, but we're not seeing. Praise God. So, with this, here we have the story of this man that's been blind for a long time. And his son, his name is Bartimaeus. And it's the son of Timaeus, and it means the son of honor. But how can you be a son of honor and you're begging? How can you be a child of God but you're begging? How could you be a child of God but you're living in lack? How could you be a child of God and can't obtain the things in the realm of the spirit? So many of us are sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, but we are spiritually blind. So I didn't come today to talk or teach about the natural blindness of this, but it is also about the spiritual blindness that a lot of us have experienced. And if the truth be told, a lot of us walk around and we don't see things that's coming. We don't understand how to use our senses. Hallelujah. That when one thing becomes impaired, that we're able to operate in the realm of the spirit. So a lot of us are walking around spiritually blind. How do I know that? Let one thing happen and we get so frustrated that we can't see anything else. We are ready to give in the towel. That is somebody who is spiritually blind. Spiritually blind can also mean your spiritual maturity. Write that down. Spiritually blind can also mean your spiritual maturity. Because if you're faced with a problem, and the Bible tells us that we'll always have trials and tribulation, and I'm going to do some stuff in Revelation to show you what I'm talking about. Because when you're spiritually blind or naturally blind, there's a limitation. And I had to look up the word blindness. It says the lack of perception. That means that the things that we're supposed to be seeing, we're not really seeing. The things that we're supposed to be perceiving, we're not perceiving them. It says a lack of awareness or a lack of understanding, a lack of judgment, and we walk in arrogance. When you are spiritually blind, you can walk around in an arrogance that leads you out of the realm of the spirit. My God, I'm preaching, but somebody don't hear me. So we see here where we have this young man and he's spiritually blind, but this is not no fault of his own, because the Christian people, and I want to read something in Revelation. Turn your Bibles with me to Revelation 2. And we're going to go to, let me go to Revelation 12. I think this is so important that we have to understand that your spiritual blindness is not necessarily just because of who you are. We are really fighting against a real devil in this world. It says here, hallelujah, I'm going to start at 1 and go all the way down. Revelation 12, let me start at 7. Let me show you that you're not fighting this thing alone. The war broke out in the heavens. So this where you're going through spiritual blindness is not just today alone. It says here, the war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angel fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. Okay, so Satan lost his place in heaven. Where did he go? All right, listen to this. Then
the great dragon was hurled down, that the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. So a lot of us here, we're not being led away by God, but we're being led away by the great dragon, which is Satan of this land. So spiritual blindness is occurring because he was hauled out of heaven and he is now here. Listen to what it says. He was hauled out to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice say in heaven, listen to the voice in heaven, now he has come to the salvation, to the power, and to the kingdom of our God, and the authority of Messiah, the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accused them before our God and the day and night. He has been hurled down. Listen. He has dominion. And if you read further down, it tells you that he has dominion not only over the earth, but he has it over the sea. So we have to remember that if you're in this earthly realm, that you have to make sure every day that you're seeking God, because there is a devil to really fight. I'm preaching in here. So we find here blind Bartimaeus is not on his own doing this thing. He's in a real fight. Hallelujah. As so many of us are in a real fight with the devil of this world. And now when we see that the Lord is telling us that we hurled the devil himself out of heaven, but he has control over the whole world and the sea. Amen. And we know that the sea is the water. And when we see water, we know definitely that it comes against your prosperity. Because anything that has to do with water is prosperous. You plant a plant by water and it becomes prosperous. So if the enemy is against your prosperity, he wants you to be blind. He wants you to have luck. And this is why Bartimaeus end up in the place of becoming a beggar. I'm preaching in here. You have to realize that there is something that will force against you and your prosperity. The devil will not see you prospering in one area and leave you. The devil will not see you in a place of prosperity and leave you alone. Let me say it again so somebody can hear me. The devil will not see you prosper and just leave you alone. If you have something that he wants, that's when he attacks you. When you're about to make your greatest noise and your greatest delivery is when he attacks you. So the Bible says here that Jesus himself was coming through Jericho. And we know that Jericho is a place that we don't need to be there, but Jericho has some stuff for us. Jericho has success. Jericho is a modern day Manhattan. It never sleeps. It has money. So Jesus is coming through, but Jesus don't come through by himself. Jesus come through with a crowd. When Jesus is in the midst, you get a crowd. Reverend Crescent, don't worry. Your broadcast is about to touch crowds and nations and people of diverse places. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that they gathered together, but I want to show you the principle here, that this man had to use his other senses. He didn't see Jesus. He just heard about a man named Jesus. My God, my God, my God. So he wasn't seeing and he wasn't perceiving, but he heard about Jesus. He heard about a man that had the ability to turn things around. The first thing you have to understand is that Jesus has the ability to turn things around. It may look dark at midnight, but do you not know that midnight starts your new day? Oh, I'm preaching. There's a new day. There's a new day. And this man of God said, listen, I've been blind for a long time, and now I hear that there's a man named Jesus coming through, right? So when you're impaired in one of your senses, God would heighten the others. When you're in the realm of the spirit, you may not be able to see because you don't have that prophetic eye, but God will bring an angel, just like we talked earlier, that the angels will go forth and tell the story. And we know that an angel is not going to come down with wings. God would allow an angelic being, hallelujah, to operate through human vessel. Amen. It is impossible in this season for an angel to just come and speak to you like that. He will send angel in earthly body because it's a spirit and it needs a body to operate. Right. So this is why we have to be careful on who we entertain, because you don't know who you your next breakthrough is coming through. Yeah. You don't know, God will send somebody in your midst, and he's saying, don't mishandle my people. Don't you dare mishandle, because you don't know, because you're perceiving, but you're not looking. Yeah. Oh, I'm preaching. So Bartimaeus here, he's blind, and the word said that he said that when he's begging, he was sitting by the roadside begging. I wondered to myself, how many years have this man been sitting here? The son of Anna been begging. He has a natural father and he's begging. Can I tell somebody principle one? Here is the first principle. You will have to shout for what you need. Principle one means don't go down silent. Silence give content. It give consent. When you are silent, it gives consent to the plan of the enemy. It tells us here that they told him, keep quiet. And the Bible said that he shout for the louder. Oh my God. Can I tell somebody, when you're in your broken state, do not keep quiet. I don't care what you have to do. If you have to shout, Son of David, have mercy. There's a season in your life that everything looks blind, everything looks dark, everything looks dismayed. But God is saying, if you keep quiet, if you're silent, you're giving consent to the plans of the enemy. My God, I'm preaching, but you don't hear me. And the Bible says here that he sent out a word. And I love the salutation in which he addressed Jesus. He didn't just call him Messiah. He called him the Son of David. He showed Jesus' legacy before he died. He showed him that I knew that you're the God that will sit on the throne. I know there's a lineage that you come in. I know when I call you the Son of David to have mercy, that you have the ability. He called Jesus in his divinity. He went so far that Jesus had to stop. There's somebody on this today that you're going to call out to Jesus and he will have to stop. Oh God, oh God. We still serve a God that is hearing. Oh Jesus, men are not listening, but God is still listening, and it's the way we greet him. Bartimaeus did something to Jesus. Listen to how imperative this is. It's almost equate to the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood had to go through a crowd. She was dirty and she was forbidden, but she went through the crowd anyway, and she said, I perceive you to be a man of God. I perceive, and this is what spiritual blindness is. You can't perceive it, but she perceived that this was a man of God. And if I can get to him and touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. This is because she's been through some abuse. Oh, I'm preaching. She's been through some lack and some neglect and some mishandling. When people have been going through some mishandling, misunderstanding, confusion, it gives you a different and a deeper depth in God. Oh, I'm preaching in here. Hallelujah. It makes you go a little bit higher in Jesus. My God. The Bible says deep calls unto deep. And sometimes we have to use the pain to go deeper in God, because I believe in this dispensation that a lot of us sit in a shallow place with God. And when you sit in a shallow place, it's only our feet that is getting wet. He says to Ezekiel, I started to measure them, and I want to come up to somebody's knees. I want to come up to somebody's waist. There's a season where God is saying, I don't need you to be blind and begging. I need you to come up. I need to hear your shout. The Bible says that he shouted. So principle one, when you're going through your situation, don't you sit there in silence. Don't you give consent to what the plan of the enemy is. Your shout, Keturabashaya. Your shout, Mandai. Your shout is literally the situation that breaks heaven. Oh God. We hear people say it all the time. People say there's a sound. When a woman is travailing, about to give birth, she screams. She makes a sound. And the Lord said, in that sound, the water breaks in heaven. Oh God. The water breaks in heaven first, because it says, what is in heaven? Hallelujah. The water breaks. So you're on earth and you're literally making a sound to God, and you're calling him the Son of David, the salutation. I'm taking you from just Jesus. I'm taking you from just Emmanuel. I'm taking thinking, I'm calling you the son of David because I'm talking about your lineage and where you're coming from. And I know you've been through some stuff. And so the salutation and the greeting, the way she woo, the way how she woo God, the way how he woo God, mm-hmm. is the way how you get in. Some of us want to force our way in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can't force this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a season of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a season where you're not going to be silent. You're not going to die in your silence. Mm-hmm. You're not going to give consent to what God is not giving consent to. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says that he cried out. The woman in labor, she cried out. Mm-hmm. And then she peered down and the head came and the baby comes out. This is somebody's season where you're going to push in your pain. Who am I preaching mm-hmm. to? You have to push through mm-hmm. in your pain because your pain has purpose. Mm-hmm. He's been sitting here mm-hmm. and he says, how yes. long have I been begging? Mm-hmm. And the Bible says here, principle two, he's by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, the son of David. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Watch your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Principle two, watch your surrounding. Anyone that will want to keep you quiet, I always tell people there's two types of people in church. The one that will keep you there or the one that will throw you out. The one that will nurture you or the one that will leave you alone. My God. You see, Miriam had the anointing to nurture. That's why she ran alongside her brother in while he was going down the Nile. That's why she stood by Moses. People don't understand. It's the people that stands with you when you're going through your go-through. But these people are telling this man here, you need to be quiet because you're not qualified. You don't have the anointing. Who are you to think that you can speak to Jesus because you have a limitation, because you're disabled? People will look at your circumstance and disqualify you. And God is saying, I don't need you to come mm-hmm. from a line of preachers. Yeah. I just need you to call out unto me. I just need you to know that I am yeah. God. So principle two, watch your surrounding. Watch who will rebuke you instead of honoring you. I come to declare to someone that this is your season not to be tolerated, but it's your season to be celebrated.
Amen.
They said to him, keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
You're nothing. You're a nobody. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is saying, wait a minute. That sound, he's been waiting for me. Somebody's been waiting for God for a very long time, and God's saying this is the season. He's saying this is the season where I'm expanding and I'm enlarging in you. This is the season. And look at what it said. Jesus stopped and said, so this is Jesus in a crowd. A man with a sound had the ability to stop heaven. You have to see Jesus here as heaven. He had the ability to get the attention. And the Bible is so strategic because the Bible said that Jesus was walking with a crowd. Mm-hmm. And when you walk with a crowd, you can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking with a crowd, they want to celebrate what they know. But there was a voice that made earth and heaven shake. Oh God, I'm preaching. Your sound, listen, do not allow anybody in the season to muzzle you. God is calling forth for those of you that will go forth with his gospel yeah. and don't be muzzled.
Mm-hmm.
I have it written here. You see, this is where we see where God has given us dominion. The Lord said, I called him. And when God says, I called him, the Bible says, the same people last season that told you no, I'm prophesying to somebody. The same people that told you no last season, I want you to take principle number three. Here it is. They will shout for you. They will cheer for you. When Jesus starts to do a new thing in you, when Jesus sees that you've been in a low place for too long, when Jesus realized that I've heard this voice before, you know what got me was when Jesus called out to Lazarus. How come every Lazarus in the tomb didn't jump out? There was a place that Lazarus knew the voice of Jesus, mm-hmm. and he knew how to come out of
yes.
some things.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you start to take dominion. Mm-hmm. It's when you start to use what God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
No more impurity. disabilities, no more disablenism, no more walking in doubt. This is your season when you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. So he did the leap. He said, I know I can't see Jesus, but I can hear him. And because I can hear him, and because you told me this is God, because you told me about the stories of the miracle, because you knew that there is a God that's able to heal, set free, and deliver, I'm shouting out to my God. I'm shouting out to David. I'm shouting out to the Son. But you know what I love though? He said, have mercy. He knew that. He knew that I need Jesus' mercy. That the word mercy means forgiveness. The word mercy means give me peace. Yes. The word mercy means heal me. The word mercy means open up and help me, yes, God. I am unable to do this on my own. Is there anybody that says in this season, I don't want to do this by myself? I need the Holy Spirit to help me. I need God to lift me up. I need God to give me understanding. I just want to be transparent for a minute.
Amen.
When the Lord led me to pastor a church, I said, God, how? How could you use me that's from the streets, that didn't have a dad, that had a mom that worked hard, and all I saw was my mother working so hard to provide? I was a latchkey kid. I was that kid that was left at home, and we literally had to just do for ourselves. Warm up your own food. You were left to your own device. And I remember when the Lord gave me a dream, it was like I was walking with a sign that says, Jesus, Jesus. And I never knew Jesus because we only went to church on special occasion, because we are really like, if we like the club. You know, we were about the club. So it's when God comes into your life and he gives you prophetic sight. This is why I'm so big on understanding your dreams, understanding when God is calling you. And my prayer for somebody today on this line is that the word of God and the scriptures and the Bible will become alive to somebody. Amen. And ignite them and cause you to want to read your word, will cause you to want to have this intimacy. So you take a girl like me that don't come from a lineage of pastors, but I come from a line of prophets. My mother was a prophet. My grandfather was a prophet. I come from a line of prophets. This is in my DNA, but it was not activated until the day I said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. What are you showing me, God? Will you let these dead bones live? There's something that when you're in the worst state of your life and you cry, and this is why I love to preach about this man, this blind man, because a lot of us are spiritually blind. A lot of us are seeing, but we're not understanding. We haven't had the illumination in our eyes to understand that we do need the Holy Spirit, because we know that Jesus is on the right side of the Father making intercession, but we have the Holy Spirit with us. And a lot of us have not yet activated the Holy Spirit. And for me, it was an activation because it was a moment when I said, Son of David, have mercy on me. I didn't want to be me anymore. I needed more of God and less of me, because what I was doing wasn't satisfying me anymore. The things that I thought was important was not important. The moment that you hear that Jesus is coming by, yes, and this is why broadcasts like these are important. The moment that you hear Jesus is coming by, something in your belly should leap. Something in you should say, I want more. Yes. I want more of God. So my prayer again, my second prayer is I pray somebody's soul would catch a fire for God in the name of Jesus. I know I don't have a lot of time, but I want to go through it. I want to go through it because this was a complicated story. This wasn't an easy story for a man that had been blind for many, many years. And for him to not see faith, but heard about faith who I'm preaching. Mm-hmm. He didn't see faith operating. He just heard about it. And that's why he said, those who have ears, let them hear. And those who have eyes, let them see. Because this was a man that could have been crippled in every one of his faculties, but he was not. He said, I have a determination even in my handicap. But I'm going to show you something. I want to show you something. The Bible said that Jesus said to them, this is what Jesus said, stop, and said, call him. So they had to go back. The same people that didn't see your worth had to come back. The same people that left you for dead had to come back. The same people that couldn't hold you in one season had to come back. I am big on fellowship. I don't believe in separation. I don't believe in leaving anybody behind. It's my military background. I believe that you should never leave a fallen soldier. So this really bothered me when they rebuked him, when they knew that Jesus had the potential, because these people saw Jesus do a miracle. They saw Jesus healing everywhere. This scripture came, they saw that Jesus was healing the man with the lunatic spirit. They saw Jesus give eyes to the blind. They saw Jesus raise the dead. They saw these things about Jesus. Jesus did 38 miracles in front of their eyes. They saw Jesus do these things. But yet, his own friends, the people that he was raised with, the people that he went to church with, the people that would rather give him arms instead of give him sight. And Jesus said, tell them to go get them. Mm-hmm. And this is the part that I didn't understand here. They said, so they called him. They said, cheer up. On your feet, he's calling you. Mm-hmm. Mm. Look at transformation. This is literally juxtaposed with the Mount of Transfiguration. Some of us are going to be going to the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus will choose a few of us to go up and see it. And this is what Jesus did to this man. This is what he did. Throwing off his cloak aside, he took off what was dirty. He took off what was tattered. He took off what was broken. He took off what they used to identify him. The faults and the sins that used to identify you will not identify you anymore, mighty God. Mm. Somebody should catch that in the realm of the spirit. Joseph, the cloak that they used to identify Joseph and throw him in a pit, they took it from him. This man is saying, I'm willingly releasing this dirtiness. I'm willingly letting go of the past. And this is a renewing of the mind. Oh, Jesus. Breakthrough cannot come until you can perceive it in your mind. He perceived that Jesus was the Son of God. Nobody told him this. Oh, God. I want to run. He says, I'm taking off my shame. I'm taking off my anger, because I know he's probably mad and said, why I have to be blind? My father is a man of prestige and honor. Why do I have to be this way? You know, sometimes we always stay in the moment and say, why? Is it me alone? Sometimes I say, God, why? Why did I make that decision? God, why did I do this? Lord, you love me so much. Can you not stop me? And the why is that God gives us free will. Mm-hmm. He says here, throwing off his cloak aside, he jumped up to his feet. Spiritually, he was already seeing. Oh, God. The Bible don't tell us here that anybody carried him. He jumped up to his feet and he came to Jesus. Nobody let him. He received his spiritual sight before his natural sight. Oh, God. Walking by faith and not by sight. Somebody has to have faith today. Somebody has to have faith to know that you're walking with God, to God. And not if you don't even get it, whatever your situation is, that God is giving enough faith. My God, He's such a big God, that He can carry you through it, carry you over it,
yes,
carry you around it, but He's in it with you. The Bible says here, throwing off his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Christ. Is somebody out there that can just throw off the thing that is heavy and come back to God? Can somebody just throw off what is the heavy burden and come back to God? Can somebody say, God, I don't know why it happened to me. I don't know. Somebody said, I don't know why I had to be divorced. I don't know why I had to go through the abuse. I don't know why I had to go through the verbal mishandling.
Yes.
Why you had to go through molestation, rape. I don't know why you had to. But God is saying, throw it aside. I need you to let it go and come to me. Oh, Jesus. God is saying, if you take one step, I'm going to take three. Oh, Jesus. The reason why he had to do three, because three is a prophetic number. Three is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you take one step towards him, he'll take three to you. My God, I'm preaching, but I don't hear the church.
Amen.
And this is what Jesus says. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. That's the question that I want to leave with somebody tonight. The question that I want to leave with you is, what do you want God to repair for you? What do you need God to fix for you? What do you want God to do for you? What is cracked in your heart that you need God to do for you? You know that the blind things and the enemies around you, but what do you want God to do for you? What is it that you're asking God to lift up for you? What is it that God can do for you tonight? Many things are changing for you. Many things are shifting for you.
Amen.
The question that I want you to really sit, and I want you to hear the Holy Spirit tonight. He says to him, what do you want me to do for you? I know a lot of us, we get the word and we don't take time to meditate upon the word. He says to him, what do you want me to do for you? And this is his answer. Rabbi, I want to see. I want to see. Somebody needs to see in the realm of the spirit. Somebody needs to have an open heart to see the love of God. Somebody needs to be able to pray, Father, remove the scales from my eyes. Father, let me be able to see your glory in every situation. God, in every lesson in my life, I want to see your blessing. God, I want to be able to move by faith. Your word said, even the faith of a mustard seed.
Amen.
But what I understand about the mustard seed is that the mustard seed is small, but yet it's powerful, because once it starts to grow, it overtakes everything else. Now, one mustard seed, and people don't understand that faith of the mustard seed. People think it's small, but in reality, all you need is a small faith, and it grows and it becomes big. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Messiah says to him here, go, says Jesus, your faith have healed you. Eko robo shandai. Go, your faith. When Jesus tells you to go, he says to the woman, go up, go, lift up your sick bed and sin no more. You're healed. He says here to the man, go, for your faith has made you healed. I want to tell somebody today that this is in your hands. Your faith is in your hand. Your healing process is in your hand. Go, for your faith has made you whole. And the Bible said immediately he yes. received his sight. There's going to be an immediate for somebody. Immediately your marriage is coming back. Immediately your children are coming back. Immediately you're being set free and delivered. Yes. Immediately, because you called upon the Son of David, immediately some things are coming back for you. Immediately depression is leaving you. Immediately poverty is leaving you. Immediately your career is opening. Immediately, that affliction of your body is gone. Can I prophesy to someone? Immediately, limitation of man is off of you in the name of Jesus. Immediately, the garment of shame is gone. Immediately, the garment of pity is gone. Immediately, the garment of begging is gone. Immediately, the garment, everything, every habit, everything that holds you, every stronghold is broken immediately.
Amen.
There's an immediate that's happening in somebody's life. There's an immediate that is taking place. So I come today just to tell you that the immediate things of God is in your hands. Amen. Ask the Father the question and answer the question. Because the Father asked and the man told him exactly what you want. So let me leave you with the last principle. Be transparent to God. Be transparent to God. Be specific and be able to tell God exactly what you need him to hear.
Amen.
You don't have to tell everybody in the world, but you need to say it to God. God, I don't know why I went this way. God, I don't know why I'm in this situation. God, I need you to deliver me. God, I need a baby. God, I need a house. God, I need.
Hallelujah.
He knows the needs. He's so big that God will give you the need and the desire. Glory to God. God is so big and he's so mighty. But the problem is your silence have given consent.
Amen.
To the plans of the enemy.
Amen.
May God bless you. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Suzette, can you just do an invitation for me? Because we don't know who is listening. A lot of unsaved people might be listening.
Hallelujah.
So I'm going to ask you to do an invitation for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice,
yes,
and you did not give your life to Christ, the best upgrade, there's a song in the world. They said, let me upgrade you, Beyonce and Jay-Z, and they sing all these songs.
Yes.
But the greatest upgrade is giving your life to God.
Hallelujah.
So I'm calling you all to come in and give your life to Christ. It's simple. It's a simple prayer.
Yes.
And we know that he tells us in Romans 3 and 23. He said, for we have all fallen short of the glory of God because we have sinned.
Yes.
But he's so mighty and he's so big and he gives us grace. And he's so wonderful that all you have to do is repent.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I repent of my sins. Father, I know that I have not been your best. But God, I know that you're a good God. I know
Hallelujah.
That you're a great God. So Father, I come today wanting to be a part of the flow.
Yes, Lord.
God, I come today wanting to give you all of me.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
I admit my sins and I ask you, God, to wash me. Wash me of my transgressions, God. Father, accept me as your child and I will be free. Father, I believe that you are Christ Jesus. Father, I believe in the blood. I believe that you can do all things in my life, God, but fail. So today, God, I
yes.
give my life to you. If
Hallelujah.
That's you, if that's you, just give your life to Christ.
Yes.
Just in the chat, say, God, I give you my life.
Life yes.
And we will reach out to you. We will love
yes.
you. We will pull you in. We don't judge you. We come to bring you into God. We
Hallelujah.
Come to teach you the word of God. And we come to tell you that his grace is sufficient. May God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What a word. What a word. Before I close off in prayer, I just want to go over again and just thank our viewers for joining me this evening. Rhea, thanks for joining me. Sister Millicent, John, thanks. Sister Carol, Sister Majory, Renee, thanks for joining me. Who is it again we have here? Don't want to leave anyone out. Sister Minna, thanks again for joining me. Heather, thanks for joining me. Sister Denika, Sister Salma, Polly, thanks for joining me. How are you? Marcia Dugal, Sister Juliet, great to have you on Speak the Word. DeAndre, thanks for joining me. Sister Grace, Deaconess Grace, thank you for joining me. Paula, thanks for joining me. Don't want to leave anyone out. But God is good. God is good. We're so glad to be back on the air. And so join me again next week. I'm going to give you an update on the podcast. I'll give you more information on the podcast. And remember that if you have a question, topic that you want us to teach on, email me at speaktheword1983@gmail.com. And if you have a question in the scripture that you need to be explained, to be exegete, you let me know, and we will do that for you on our next program. And remember, I have another guest speaker next week. I thank Pastor Suzette for joining me, my friend of 5 years. I'm so glad. A support of mine. Oh my God. What would I do without you? Thank God for you. And so we're going to close off in prayer. Father, we just thank you once again, Father. We do nothing without you, Father. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing with Speak the Word, Father. Lord God Almighty, that you're going to use it, mighty God, to reach the uttermost part of the earth. This is why you've instituted it, mighty God. It is not us, mighty God, but it is for you to get the honor and the glory, Father. We know the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, mighty God. And I will continue to do this, mighty God, as long as you have me to do it, mighty God. Lord God Almighty, I just thank you for our viewers. We thank you for our friends and our family, mighty God. And Lord God Almighty, as we come next week again, Father, we ask, Lord God, that your presence will be with us. And Lord God, we just thank Pastor Suzette for being my friend and for being here with me, for sharing the word of God. And so, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing in her life, in her ministry, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to bless her, open up the doors, open up the portals of windows for her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for open doors, mighty God. And Lord God, as we go off the air, Father, we ask you to bless your children, mighty God, and bring us back next week, 7:30, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so we have a song that we're going to, it's by my sibling, Cliff Dougal, and I'm going to play that song to take us out. Hallelujah.
Well, troubles I've had so many times, living my life just way out of the line. Many a days I wondered what to do, but turning to Jesus to give me a hand, he pulled me from valleys I don't understand. I just want to give him all of my praise. We've come a long, long way, knowing that he's right here, because of his love, his mercy, and his grace. He's with me from the start. He promised he won't let go. So I just wanna give him all of my praise. He is the light that shines so bright. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I just wanna give him all of my praise. We've heard the story told so many times. He came to us to give us life. I just wanna give him all of my God praise. We've come a long, long way, knowing that He's right here because of His love, His mercy, and His grace. He's with me from the start. He promised He won't let go. So I just wanna give Him all of my praise. We've come a long, long way, knowing that He's right here because of His love, His mercy, and His grace. He's with me from the start. He promised He won't let go. So I just wanna give Him,
thanks, Sister Lord.
Wanna give Him all of my praise. He is the first, He is the last. His words will always come to pass. I just wanna give Him, I wanna give Him, I just wanna give Him all of my praise.
Yeah, what was that?